trending in the backyard garden. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is an event to help them better understand how to improve the quality of product that they produce, and in turn improve the quality of their life that they can enjoy just out their back door in their backyard.
Kevin Thompson, director of the Middle Tennessee Research and Education Center, says despite the cloudy and rainy day in Spring Hill yesterday, close to 200 folks attended their annual Fruits of the Backyard Field Day. And that trend of folks wanting to raise some of their own food is noticeable.
And it is so pleasing to see that it has become a trend. There's a lot of interest in this area, being able to grow like the sweet corn that we see behind us, or potatoes or tomatoes, or the fruit crops. It's very, very pleasing to see that, because what that does, it has people that are away from, even two or three or four generations away from agriculture, wanting to learn more about it.
Kevin Thompson says the good thing about the research centers like the one in Spring Hill and throughout the state is that they're looking at those conditions and issues that face farmers and homeowners and putting those crops and practices to the test and sharing their findings.
We get out and we make the mistakes. We gain knowledge and information. We put it in publications so that people can go and have a ready source written on paper or on PDFs off the computer of how to properly care for whatever crop that you're wanting to raise. So it really makes it much easier. And one of the biggest things I always tell people is just get out there and put it into practice. Just do it. Take that first step and learn as you go, and it's never as hard as it seems.
And Thompson says get the soil ready and the seed planted, and then take advantage of the research and education expertise from the University of Tennessee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.